The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can call in. Take control of the airwaves, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That is the Pro XPN toll-free call-in line. Or if you have Skype, and I think Skype generally sounds better just because the way the voice is transferred, then you can Skype in to the show. The username is lrn.fm. And, of course, you do need to send a contact request first on Skype. That way you can send a typed message letting us know what it is that you want to discuss, but we will take those calls. And, again, it sounds a lot better. So even if you don't have, you know, a computer from whence to call with Skype, if you have a smartphone, you can download the Skype app. And then just because it's sending over the data connection instead of through the cell phone connection sort of thing, there's something about it that makes it sound better, even if you use Skype off of your cell phone. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Ellen.
And we've been going through a list of 11 things that people who love the state have taught us about being libertarian. We're on number four, or rather we were about to get to number four on the list. But Ellen, just real quick, run through items number one, two, and three on the list for anyone who did not catch those.
All right, so for number one, if you own a gun, you have a Napoleon complex and you just own one because you need to compensate for something.
Okay.
Especially if you're a woman, because there's such a thing as penis envy, I guess, and guns are what that's for. Number two is about being wrong, and, you know, I can just not be convinced by any amount of reason or logic.
I am wrong. I will always be wrong, and no amount of logic, reasoning, or research will ever change that. There's also a chance that we're illiterate, and we should just go ahead and give up.
Number three was, I believe in private rather than government-run charity. I hate poor people and would rather see people die than risk being nice to them. I also hate sick people because of Obamacare, old people, Social Security, and children.
Just because they're children.
Right, and this is like assuming that Obamacare represents sick people and Social Security actually helps old people.
Right, right. No, because of the whole reasoning and logic thing, we fail to see how great and wonderful the Paycheck Protection Affordable Care Act is.
Right.
For all of these sick old people.
How affordable it is. Oh, somebody else will pay for my health care. Oh, I'm somebody else. Oops. Guess that backfired.
One thing that I thought was odd is before this wound up becoming law, President Obama was saying, well, the increase to the health care premium is going to be no more than the amount of your cell phone or your cable bill. Well, I don't know about anybody else, but I only pay $35 a month for cell phone. I was paying $25 a month until I bought a new phone, and the plan that I had been grandfathered into wound up getting bumped up $10 a month because you can't transfer a grandfathered plan to a new phone with the provider that I have.
Right.
So, you know, $35 a month. Who pays $35 a month for health insurance? Nobody.
No, I haven't even gotten into that yet. Like, I don't want to get caught up in the whole insurance scheme. It's just frightening to me.
Yeah. Insurance is, I would say it's a big scam.
I think so, because I don't go to the hospital often enough to get the full usage out of it. I mean, maybe if there's a disaster that were to happen to me, I'd want it, but, like, there's no way to predict that, so I could just be, like, uselessly spending my money.
Right.
And that's how they make so much. But besides that, I guess we can move on to
number four. To number four on the list.
I'm so racist that I don't even notice it anymore. Everything I say is somehow racist, and my belief in equal rights for everyone is secretly part of my racist agenda. Does that sound like me?
It does. And the fact that I have repeatedly said that we're all part of one human family, that too is somehow racist. I don't know how.
Racist because you're saying that discrimination exists in minority groups? Like, clearly you're a stereotyper.
It shouldn't exist. Like, everybody should be treated equally under the law.
But you're saying it exists, so you're racist.
I'm admitting that a certain thing exists. There are some cars that are red and some cars that are blue. Does that mean that somehow I am anti-green car? No, that's just me stating a fact that some cars are red and some cars are blue.
Right, and maybe some people prefer blue cars over red cars. Yeah. You never know.
Going back to the human family thing, if I cut my arm and you cut your arm and anybody else in the world cuts their arm and all of our blood pours into the same little pool, you won't be able to look at that and then differentiate and determine whose blood is what.
Have you ever heard of genetic sequencing? I'm pretty sure they could do blood tests to figure out whose blood is.
I'm saying look at it with your naked eye.
This is quite morbid. I don't know why you're using this example.
Because we're all the same. We're all made out of the same matter.
We're all the same species, Homo sapiens. So we all are clearly genetically similar. And I don't see any specific group one group, whether it be Latino, African, European, Scandinavian, Russian, Chinese, whatever. There's not one specific group that is just so much more inclined to intelligence or violence or, paper bag making. You just don't know. You can't discriminate because every single person is unique and we all have the same opportunity to become as intelligent as we possibly could. So it's not like you can tell what race a person is just by
looking at their blood. I'm not saying put it under a microscope.
I'm just saying if you were
do DNA sequence, if you just look at a drop of blood, you're not going to be able to tell where it came from.
Okay. Well, I mean, my example is more if you're talking with someone on the internet and you can't see them face to face.
Right.
Generally, you can't tell what race they are if they're responding to you in the same language that you are.
Right.
So I just I don't see how that's racist, but I guess some people just have to have that claim that they need something to hate.
Right.
Everybody needs a direction for their hate.
So number five on the list.
Instead of religion, I worship Ron Paul. I can't think for myself and answer questions only in Ron Paul quotes. This makes ordering at restaurants really awkward.
Yeah, I've been to a restaurant with you before, and it was really, really strange hearing you give your order in Ron Paul quotes because the waitress had no clue what you were trying to...
It's happening! Okay. Would you like fries or anything? No, I...
We should bring home all the troops! Okay, so is that a yes or a no on the fries?
I think that in this sentence, specifically for the people that live in Keene that are involved in activism around here, you could replace Ron Paul with Ian Freeman, because that's supposedly what people believe, is that Ian is the cult leader and we all follow his orders because we have no ability to think or plan on our own.
Yeah, Ron Paul could also be replaced by Stefan Molyneux.
Oh, that
one
too.
There's the claim that some people worship Stefan Molyneux, that he's a cult leader.
Well, he's quite a celebritarian, so I could see how that claim could be made.
And one thing that I really don't like, and not just Ron Paul quotes, but when people just quote other people Lysander Spooner wrote, or Thoreau said. Okay, yeah, I understand that somebody said something slightly more eloquently than what you're trying to say, but just because you can quote other people doesn't mean that you understand the philosophy. It just means that you remember some quotes.
Right, but I think more importantly, just because you're quoting somebody doesn't mean that you're completely subscribing to everything that they say, just the one specific quote.
Right. And we have more on this list, and we will finish the list when we come back. And, of course, you can call in, talk about anything, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
This is the Central Scrutinizer. I steal your labor by force through taxation.
My job is to spy on you and keep you from hearing things like the Freedom Fiends. I especially
do not want you to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to keep them drone-proof. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in, talk about whatever is on your mind. 855-450-FREE. That's the Pro XPN toll-free call-in line, 855 855-450-3733 in studio tonight. You may have noticed I don't sound like Mark or Ian. That's because they are on their way back from New York City. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Alan.
And we'll get back to the story here in just a moment. But first, I want to make sure that I tell you about the Mortgage Minute Guy. Dodd-Frank, Fannie Mae, and Freddie Mac are killing the mortgage industry. But the Mortgage Minute Guy, Roger Schlesinger, has found some ways around these rules and organizations. Private loan sellers are competing directly against the U.S. government, and things look good. Stated income loans are back. These were truly less trouble than traditional mortgages. So you state your income truthfully, obviously, and they get you a loan. Rates are great, and it has never been easier to get a loan. If you need to refinance or get cash out, call the Mortgage Minute Guy at 1-866-288-0088 or go to mortgageminuteguy.com. That's 1-866-288-0088 or mortgageminuteguy.com. So, Ellen, what Yes. is next on the list of things that those who love the state have taught us about being libertarians?
Well, for starters, my belief in personal property and keeping the wages I earn is inherently greedy. My greed makes it difficult for me to pay my fair share, which is my duty as an American. I know that if I don't pay taxes, I'll go to jail, but they still tell me it's voluntary. Statists have assured me, however, that if I don't like it, there's always the option to move to Somalia. I hear the weather there is great this time of year.
And the major problem with the whole move to Somalia argument is that Somalia has more government than we do, but people don't realize that. The UN has been in Somalia for over 20 years in peacekeeping missions. We don't Right. have the UN here doing peacekeeping.
No, but, I mean, Somalia is just it's a nation somewhere else that, like, we don't really know about or have to pay attention to. It's far away, and, you know, that works. That sounds good to most people.
A lot of people mention Somalia because there's been a state of civil war for nearly 20 years. So when they hear Somalia, they think, oh, well, there's no government in Somalia. If you don't like government, go where there's no government.
Right, because
a better argument
total
would
anarchy
be,
there.
A better argument would be move to Antarctica, because
there is no one to control
you
there.
We've got you libertarians. Antarctica has no government and no roads. Checkmate.
Oh, the roads. I mean, there would have to be some at some point if there's like people moving there. Unless they just fly in from helicopter, which I guess is pretty expensive.
Penguins also, don't need roads.
No, I mean, but they're penguins. And if libertarians are going to be moving there, are they just going to, like, huddle with the penguins? Are they going to adopt the penguin lifestyle? I don't think so. I don't think you would want to see, like, some grown woman vomiting freshly eaten fish down a baby's throat. That's just, like, that doesn't sound
appealing
to anyone.
Yeah, that would just be kind of weird. But the reason that people don't live in Antarctica, other than, like, the people staying at the science base, is because of a UN treaty that prohibits colonization of Antarctica. Well, meaning, if you try to live in Antarctica, you are violating international law, and then you will wind up being prosecuted by the UN.
Right, because then you'd have to have some sort of, like, nationality for Antarctica. And since, like, all of the countries that have already discovered it and, like, have bases there, they'd have to start fighting over that. And nobody really wants Antarctica. It's not, like, prime real estate there.
Well, it's not that nobody wants it. It's that legally, under international treaty, nobody can have it.
Right, but, I mean, I'm just saying, like, at any point in time, somebody could, you know, fight against this treaty, but nobody is, and, like, there's a clear reason for that. But I wanted to go back to this point that, like, keeping the wages I earn is inherently greedy, and that it's my duty to pay for everybody else's problems.
And, yes.
Like, of course it's greedy. Like, it's my money, and I spent my time earning this, so why do I owe it to other people exactly?
That's not greedy, but if it is greedy,
you're just a bad person for not.
Gordon Gekko said greed is good.
I don't understand the argument. Like, you're not a good person if you're not paying for someone else's health care.
Yeah, and we'll get back to the list momentarily, but since this is a caller-driven show, it's about you, your thoughts. We have Robert in Marlboro, New Hampshire, wants to talk about libertarian arrogance.
Yeah.
Robert, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Libertarian arrogance. Yeah.
You're on the air, so go ahead and talk about it.
Well, I hear this ad all the time, and they keep saying this thing where they say, the reason I moved to New Hampshire is because I wanted to be around other people like me who get it. Don't you think that sounds a little arrogant?
Well, I'm not the person that made that statement in the ad. I know the ad that you're talking about. It's an ad for the Shire Society.
Isn't that the person that's sitting next to you?
No, it wasn't. It was Cecilia.
Sounds the same.
It was Cecilia, who used to be on the Ladies and Keen podcast.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. The voice sounds like the woman that you're talking to.
No. Ellen is in studio tonight. And
yeah, I used to be on Ladies and Keen with Cecilia, but I am not Cecilia, nor did I make that comment.
Okay. I just think that's an incredibly arrogant thing for someone to say.
Right. Well, I think it's easy for people to become self-righteous when it comes to being a libertarian, because it's such a select group of people. And usually when you start conversations with libertarians, it gets very, like, intellectual, in-depth. Like, it's actual discussion and not just argument. So I think it's a slippery slope for people who, you know, think, like, oh, I understand so much, and, like, so does everyone else around me. They just get it. Like, yes, it may be arrogant, but it also may be true in some cases. I wouldn't claim all the time, but
I just think it sounds really arrogant. You know, I want to be like around other people like me who get it, because obviously I get it, right? Kind of arrogant.
Yeah, I agree that it does sound kind of arrogant, but again, it wasn't me, nor was it Ellen who made that statement. But I can see how that does come across as arrogant and self-righteous.
Right, and it's probably also, you know, saying that you want to be around other people like you. Like that has
most
been,
people do, though.
Right, but that can be used in, like, multiple contexts, and I can't imagine most of them are, you know, beneficial. Like,
right.
Like, everybody wants to be around people who are like them, like Republicans like Republicans and Democrats like Democrats.
Right. There are very few people, if any, who would say, I want to be around people that absolutely hate me for everything that I stand for, because I think that would just be a wonderful place to live. I want to go to where nobody likes me and I stick out like a sore thumb. You can call in, talk about libertarian arrogance or anything else, 855-450-FREE.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Global warming purports rising CO2 levels while evolution describes mutated DNA. The fraudulent sciences describe effects of iron poisoning and copper depletion. As generations are iron poisoned and copper deprived, the DNA has mutated and weakened as blood types A, B, and O. These blood types and rhesus factor are falsely used as evidence of evolution. Humans were created solely with blood type A, B negative. Fraudulent science purports mutated DNA coupled with rising CO2 levels in blood are causing humans to go into extinction. In truth, humans are being methodically exterminated by iron poisoning and copper depletion. Blood type AB is on the Shroud of Turin and matches the healthy population. They claim this is evidence they are from the line of Christ and thus are His Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago, and now they claim to be His Christ. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILINGthem.com. Unveilingthem.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can call in about whatever is on your mind. 855-450-FREE. That is the Pro XPN toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. We'll get back to the list that we're slowly getting through of 11 things that those who love the state have taught us about being libertarians. But first, I want to make sure that I tell you about the North American Bitcoin Conference. The North American Bitcoin Conference will be taking place July 19th and 20th in Chicago at the McCormick Place South Building. It's actually going to be the first Bitcoin conference in the Midwest. So that is very exciting. Among the speakers, Kathy Reisenweitz from Young Voices, Tony Gallippi from BitPay, Roger Ver, who is known as Bitcoin Jesus, Charlie Lee from Litecoin, Jeff Berwick, the Dollar Vigilante, Peter Smith of Blockchain.info, Jeffrey Tucker from Liberty.me, and many, many more. You can go to btcchicago.com to get your tickets. And yes, they do take Bitcoin. That's btcchicago.com. And Ian and Mark will both be there. And I believe that they will be broadcasting live from the North American Bitcoin Conference. So if you have the chance to make it to Chicago July 19th and 20th for the North American Bitcoin Conference, I would recommend that you go btcchicago.com. Ellen, what is next on the list of things that those who love the state have taught us about being libertarian?
This one's pretty important. Every firearm I own, regardless of make, model, or caliber, is in fact a fully automatic military-grade AR-15 assault rifle that shoots 1,000 rounds a minute and is used solely for hunting children. This also makes me a terrorist that especially hates children.
Yeah, and I still don't know why there's the belief that libertarians don't like children, unless it has something to do with, you know, all of the things that people who love the state claim or that they want to do. It's for the children.
I think it's because libertarians want to strive to have a society where it's not nearly as regulated. And if there's no regulations, then how are we to ensure that our children are going to have a successful future, or one in which they're not shot by an AR-15 while they're walking down the road? Because that's just going to happen in an anarchist society, is that everybody's going to own semi-automatic guns and, you know, fire them at will.
Yeah, well, one thing that certainly would not happen in a free society is the DEA shooting your children or your dogs or throwing flashbangs into your baby's crib. And then,
you know what? If
later
everybody
releasing a report of, oops, we didn't find any drugs in the house. Sorry that your baby got third-degree burns.
Right, which is terrible, and that makes me really sad that you bring that up. But I think that if everybody owned a firearm, think of how many fewer, like, house robberies there would be.
Yeah, like, there would be a lot fewer house robberies. Let's go to number 8 on the list real quick.
My belief that money should be backed by actual things of value, such as gold or silver, is insanity and proves my complete lack of knowledge in economics. I mean, clearly this was proven back in the 70s when they took money off of the gold standard.
Yeah, because we need a fluid money supply that can just be arbitrarily increased or decreased, and you and your gold and silver, you are keeping us from just, you know, raising and lowering the money supply at whim.
Right, like the value keeps a constant, or the gold keeps a constant value. Like, that's no good if you want to regulate it. So
yeah,
for the next one, I'm trying to rush through these because I know you wanted to get through them. My distrust of the government, though based on historical and current events, is proof that I am a psychotic and should be seeking professional help. Because I guess having distrust of the government makes you paranoid and schizophrenic.
Yeah, and I actually worked for a hospital for a while as hospital security. And whenever somebody came in for a psych evaluation, it was part of my job to stand outside of either the little ER room with just the curtain in case anything happened, or every now and then they would actually have a room with a door, but it was my job to stand there in case something happened. And one of the questions that they asked people was whether or not they, you know, not necessarily do you trust the government, but it was a question that basically would tell them whether you trusted the government or not. And if people answered it a certain way, then yep, you've got problems. You need further evaluation. You're staying with us for the next 72 hours. We'll get back to the list in just a moment, but we do have a call coming in from Arizona. James, you are on Free Talk Live with Daryl and Ellen.
Respectfully, Daryl, I have to agree with Robert. And just as respectfully, Ellen, if I call myself King James as opposed to Objectivist James, I would think that would be a moniker of utter hubris. But and I've been libertarian all my life. Registered one. I remember when Ron Paul ran for presidency in 1988. Ellen, I don't suppose you were even alive, were you?
No, I was not. And that's quite impressive. Congratulations to you.
Just as I'm familiar with John Watts, more guns, less crime, but I would say that I think more house robberies would be less successful if there were more guns in society, but I don't own a gun. And the only time my house got robbed is when I didn't have dogs. But again, I do believe that the list you're reading is written by a progressive. And the funny thing is, I find so many of my modern-day libertarians share so many sentiments with progressives. They like to smear their opponents. They like to make fun of their opponents. and they don't engage in logic or reason with people they don't agree with. They just attack them. And as a person, and I can speak from experience on your show, and your dear leader, if you ask me, not Daryl, the one that has all these top freaking people on a, and they got their all, their penny in the wad. I'm sure he gets great delight out of that site because I've only gone on it twice, and it's quite stunning what you free keeners have done to that town and have, like, obviously stirred up a lot of locals that were there a long time before you. And this is why people find you arrogant, and this is why I believe the libertarian movement is only going to get one out of every 126 votes cast in the next presidential election, which means it will always be an irrelevant movement, unfortunately. And by the way, Daryl, Lois Lerner, what she did wasn't incompetent. Your opening show bit about the IRS.
So to make the claim that I lost 2 years' worth of emails because computer crashed, when emails get stored on a server, you're saying that that's not an incompetent statement?
No, that was deliberate. And she also, you left out the part, Ellen, about her invoking her Fifth Amendment right in Congress, and she's a government employee. She has no such right, and she'd already been giving testimony about under questions. And this is a disturbing thing because you also write it off as no big deal, Daryl, because they're just a bunch of Tea Party goofs anyway, and you say Republicans and Democrats, and they're all the same. No, they're not.
The Republicans and the Democrats are the same because they work together to increase the size of the government and take away our freedoms.
I get that theory. I follow you on the theory. That's your statement. Again,
it's not a theory, James. It's a fact.
Arrogant. Yes, it is. No, it's not. Republicans, Barack Obama and John McCain couldn't be more polar opposite in so many different ways. It's not even funny. Just like I'm not Democrat. I don't have a Democrat bone in my body. I vote Republican now because I know I left the Libertarian Party after the atrocity 2001 because of people like you saying we had it coming. We are the victim. The victim deserved it. And we're over in the Middle East, and that's why they came over here to attack us, just to attack us.
It's called blowback. James, thank you for the call. Your calls, welcome, 855.
Can education be separated from the state? Today, people go to college, do coursework, repeat what professors tell them, get degrees, and are issued official transcripts from state-approved institutions. These transcripts are given to potential employers as proof of coursework. In the future, people will learn online and obtain pseudonymous academic credentials associated with their Bitcoin address. That future is now. At mathgate.info, you can learn basic reasoning skills. Instead of getting a transcript associated with your name, you can obtain cryptographic proof that the owner of your Bitcoin address learned these skills. Then, apply for jobs online using your Bitcoin address instead of your government-sanctioned name. Since mathgate.info is designed to be used anonymously, you can be sure that you will not be discriminated against or shown favoritism due to your race, gender, political or religious views, and so on. There is only one factor by which you will be judged: your ability to reason. Be at the vanguard of separating education from the state by visiting mathgate.info.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention? Then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
Listen up, all you preppers and survival enthusiasts. Sigma 3 Survival School has a brand new survival instructor training program that will teach you everything you need to know about survival and then license you to teach our survival programs so you can make a substantial profit from it. If you have always wanted to learn to be completely self-reliant and would like to make money at it, then check out Sigma 3 Survival School Survival Instructor Program at survivalschool.us or call 479-561-3886 today.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Still time for your call. If you call right now, 855-450-FREE. That's the Pro XPN toll-free call-in line. And we've got someone calling in on the Skype. Corey, we will get to you momentarily. The we tonight in studio is Daryl.
And Ellen.
When we manage to create robots that can look and act like humans, androids, will they be our slaves, our masters, or our partners in exploration and prosperity? Quantum Vibe, the science fiction adventure webcomic, suggests the answer is all of the above. As our heroes continue their epic mission to open a vast new frontier, they encounter an android slave culture on terraformed and corporatized Mars, and later join forces with a liberated android friend to avert a deadly disaster in the freewheeling asteroid belt. Quantum Vibe, Volume 2. Murphy collects these adventures in a 161 full-color page printed volume and is available from Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and BigHeadPress.com. Quantum Vibe, if you are not familiar, it's a daily web series, and it is very well done. Highly recommend, if you haven't checked that out, check it out now. Quantum Vibe at BigHeadPress.com. Corey from Savannah, Georgia. Please turn down
please
the...
Turn down.
All right, so Corey needs to turn down his listening device. He is trying to call in from the Skypes, and it appears that Corey is... Corey, are you there? Okay, just got a message from Corey that he will try calling back. So, Ellen, while we wait on Corey to try calling back on the Skype, let's go through the remainder of this list of things that those who love the state have taught us about being libertarian.
So number 10 is, despite whatever social or economic class I think I belong to, I'm actually really super rich. Like, mega corporation Walmart rich. After all, only rich people can afford freedom.
And now that is one of the claims, is that only rich people like freedom. But if that were the truth, then why would the big giant corporations wind up giving money to both the Republican Party and the Democratic Party? Why was it that Mitt Romney and Barack Obama got major donations from the members of the same large banks? Why were all of these big corporations giving money to both the Republicans and the Democrats? If, you know, the corporations are going to benefit from a libertarian society, and if the Republicans and the Democrats really are different, then why do the corporate donors wind up giving to the Republicans and the Democrats?
Because when they say only rich people can afford freedom, they're not talking about the freedom to act in whatever way you want. They're talking about the freedom to do whatever you want. Like, if you want to go mini putt-putt golfing, that's freedom, and somebody's got to pay for that. Might as well be you, right?
Yeah, and I guess they also mean that the freedom to be left alone from the government, to live on a private island somewhere. No, I can't afford a private island.
No, I can't either, but I mean, I can afford a private room. I have my own bedroom where I can be free in there, but like outside of that, I don't think that applies.
Then you're not really free. You're also not really rich. Although you are really mega corporate rich, you just don't know it because you don't know where the money is hidden.
I'm rich in love.
Oh. Number 11 on the list.
This is my favorite one of all. Probably also the most popular one. I hate roads. I also hate the police, the fire department, and any other emergency service. I'm wrong to think that any of these things could be accomplished or funded privately, even though there are good historical examples and an obvious market for these services. I guess I just want to watch the world burn.
And I really do hate roads because I hate driving. I would much rather have a flying car because flying cars don't need roads.
Right, and that's a great point, but we already have the infrastructure for roads and cars, and like the only thing I hate about roads is the traffic and the signals.
That's why I hate roads, because
they could be a little more
drive
chaotic.
On the roads.
Right. Maybe they could be a little less ordered and a little more chaotic. Maybe things would go faster. Also, in regards to the police and the fire department and the emergency service, I'm pretty sure that any third-party organization could provide something like that.
Yes.
Like, somebody in the neighborhood right now could just, like, buy an old fire truck and be like, okay, if anyone has a fire, like, just give me a call and I'll show up with my pails of water.
And there are good historical examples and obvious markets for those services. In Detroit, Michigan right now, there's something called the Threat Management Center.
Right.
That has, in some parts of the city, replaced the police department.
They're also much more effective because they actually take the job because they care about people and they want to protect them, and the funding goes directly to that, and it's not as if they're abiding by some arbitrary set of laws. They're really just protecting people.
So let's try going back to Corey calling in on Skype. Corey, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl and Ellen.
Is that better?
Yes, it is.
Wonderful. Okay, so that was quite possibly the most coherent call that James has ever made, except for that end part where he seemed to show that he has no comprehension of U.S. foreign policy for the past 100 years whatsoever, as he has done multiple times in the past. But I think that the concerns of the last two callers and this article that you've been talking about,
yes,
is a symptom of some of the brutalist so-called libertarians.
Now, for the people that aren't familiar with the term brutalist libertarian or libertarian brutalist, can you give just a quick explanation of what a libertarian brutalist is?
There's someone that, well, I don't know that I can put it in a very nice way. It's someone who is more concerned about their own liberty than growing the movement and gaining liberty for others. More concerned with offending people than to approaching people in a strategic way and spreading the message of liberty in an intelligent way.
You know, I think I understand your point. Like, this list is all very sarcastic, and I think it's just, it's not so much disproving the arguments that are being made, but it's just making fun of them. And I think that that can get people's blood boiling very quickly.
It can, and the thing is that a lot of the more egotistical libertarians will start with many of the arguments that you've been talking about from this list. You know, they'll start with the things that, you know, when I'm talking to another libertarian, there's one way that we talk to each other, and it's like, you know, these things are funny to us. But people who think as collectivists, they have a mindset, and when you discuss things with them, you have to take their mindset into consideration, or you are going to immediately offend them, and you are never going to reach them. That's where brutalists fail so much, in my opinion, is that they don't understand that you have to break down some of their mentality before they can even understand where you're coming from, what you're trying to say to them. You know, do you understand what I mean?
Right. Yeah, you make a very good
perfect
point.
Perfect sense. And so, I always try to sort of, and I hate to use the term dumb it down, but I try to, instead of using the sort of terms that I would use if I were having a private discussion with Ellen about something, because I would use a different set of terms with her than I would for somebody that doesn't necessarily understand the philosophy.
Right. It's all about presentation. And if you want to get through somebody's cognitive biases, you have to connect with them on a very understandable and, like, even ground. And you can't do that if you're just, like, assuming that they're not going to get it anyway.
Cognitive biases. Exactly. They are going to disregard anything that does not confirm whatever you're saying. That's the reason one of the methods that Harry Brown always talked about was to find a topic, to wait for a topic to spontaneously come out that you agree with someone on, and go from there. So a war on drugs, for example. And then from the war on drugs, go to other drugs that are regulated, and things like that. So you open up conversations, and you take a more gentle approach, and you can get much more mileage for the energy you put into it, if you understand what I'm saying.
Makes perfect sense. Corey, thank you for the call. Would love to continue the conversation, but we're out of time for tonight. You can call in earlier tomorrow. We are live from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Now is the time for new flooring in your home because Lumber Liquidators has every floor on sale with the end of quarter clearance sale on right now. Get huge savings on all flooring, like quick click prefinished hardwood for $169 a square foot, solid hand scraped horizontal bamboo for $179, and this week and only get 8mm cherry laminate for just 69 cents. So go to lumberliquidators.com to find a store nearest you. Special 24 month financing is available. But hurry, this end of quarter clearance sale ends Monday, June 30th.
If you've got aches and pain and soreness, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to Dave talk about Relief Factor 4.
I was in a sawmill accident and suffered with pain and discomfort for 60 years. I heard about Relief Factor 4 and decided to order it. And in 4 days, I was walking without a limp and without pain. I am thrilled.
For more information or to order Relief Factor 4, go online at ReliefFactor4.com. That's ReliefFactor4.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.